Hola, ¿cómo están? ¿Todo bien?
Hey, hvordan går det? Er det bra med deg?
I'm fresh from the other continent.
Jeg kommer nettopp fra et annet kontinent.
Yeah. And my wife didn't make it up here with me this time. It's my fault.
Så kona mi kunne ikke være med meg denne gangen, og det min feil.
I've been working her so hard.
Jeg har kjørt henne så hardt.
She's been traveling with me nearly 100%.
Nesten 100% har hun vært med meg på reise.
And so I gave her a few days off.
Så jeg gitt henne noen dager fri.
From the travel.
Fra det å reise.
Okay. But I don't get days off. I have to work.
Men jeg må jobbe. Jeg har ikke, kan ikke ta noen fridager.
Holy Ghost.
Okay,
I remember having a good time with y'all last time I was here. That was what, a year and something ago.
Ja, for litt over år siden, så husker jeg vi hadde en veldig flott stund sammen.
And thank you for letting me come back.
Takk for at du la meg komme tilbake.
Yeah. And I have a few reports for you.
Jeg har noen ting å fortelle, noen rapporter.
I'm still healed.
Jeg er fremdeles helbredet.
I'm not sick.
Jeg er ikke syk.
And I apologize to anybody that's my age bracket, because all of you are about dead, but I'm not.
Så beklager alle de som rundt min alder, de fleste døde, men det ikke.
I bless you.
Jeg velsigner dere.
I bless you.
In
Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
So a few days ago, I turned 72.
Så for noen dager siden så ble jeg 72.
And on December the 7th,
og 7. desember,
I'm running my 61st marathon.
Så løper jeg mitt 61. maraton.
That's true.
Det sant.
And then in August next year,
august neste år,
I'm running an ultra.
Så skal jeg løpe en
ultra marathon.
Skal løpe en ultra maraton.
It's what is it? 50K, right?
Yeah, 50
kilometers.
50 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. And but it's at 2,500 meters. 2,500 meters.
Oh yeah, yeah, 2,500
altitude. Mm-hmm. So okay. It's going to be harder because of the altitude.
Ja, så på grunn av høyden så blir det kommer til å bli enda tøffere.
Let me show you how you win, ready?
Men jeg skal vise deg hvordan du vinner.
You keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Du setter bare en fot foran den andre.
It's not hard.
Og det ikke så vanskelig.
It's just a matter of wanting to do it.
Men det handler om at du villig til å gjøre det.
And I do want to do it.
Og jeg har lyst til å gjøre det.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Okay.
Det greit.
All right. So I basically asked for permission to be spiritual with y'all.
Jeg ber om tillatelse til å være åndelig med dere alle sammen.
Yeah. Because I am considered a fringe guy. Way too far.
Ja, for mange så regner meg som en som helt på ytterkanten.
Because I don't do normal religion.
For jeg holder ikke på med vanlig religion.
I do Jesus.
Men jeg gjør Jesus.
And I'm not interested in the other version.
Og jeg ikke så interessert i den andre versjonen.
So that brings up controversy.
Og da blir det kontroverser rundt det.
It brings up problems.
Problemer kommer.
But I've got some really good news for you.
Men det gode nyheter til deg.
I can do my job.
At jeg kan gjøre jobben min.
Do you want to hear what my job is?
Og vil du høre hva min jobb er?
My job is go.
Min jobb det å gå.
Heal the sick.
Helbrede de syke.
Cleanse the leper.
La de spedalske bli renset.
Cast out demons.
Kast ut ondånder.
And raise the dead.
Og vekk opp de døde.
That's my job.
Det jobben min.
And I can do it.
Og det kan jeg gjøre.
And that causes controversy.
Og da blir det kontroverser, konflikter.
And so I'm in on the controversy.
Ja, så da sier jeg amen til kontroversen.
I like me some controversy.
Jeg liker å ha litt konflikt.
So, let's just start off controversial. You want to?
Så skal vi begynne med det som kontroversielt.
So for the last 2 years and 3 or 4 months,
de siste 2 årene, 3 og 4 måneder,
I've been getting up really early seeking God.
Så jeg stod opp veldig tidlig og søkte Gud.
I didn't take any days off.
Tok ingen dag fri.
Just kept seeking God.
Men bare fortsatte å søke Gud.
And okay. So, and I apologize. What I'm fixing to tell you, I apologize to you for.
Men nu är det jag ska säga nu. Jag ber om ursäkt för det på förhand.
This is going to offend some of you.
Någon av er kommer att bli förnärmad.
Especially you late sleeper people.
Speciellt de som sover länge.
Which is the majority of people in this room.
Och det gör de flesta i detta rummet.
You like to sleep late.
Du liker att sova utöver.
Well, let's just get that settled. So do I.
Och låt oss slå det fast, det gör jag också.
But for the last 2 years or a little more.
Men i de 2 senaste åren och lite mer än det.
Every morning.
Varje morgon.
A being comes.
Så kommer det.
This is going to be spiritual. You okay?
Hör här, detta blir lite andligt, men ett väsen kommer.
A being.
Ett väsen.
And hits me on the shoulder. In the bed.
Och tar mig på skuldra i sängen.
And when I wake up, he takes off.
Och en gång jag står upp så försvinner han.
And every day.
Och var dag.
It's between 3:15 a.m. and 3:30.
Och det är kvart över 3 och 3:30 på morgonen.
That's early. That's even earlier than I go fishing.
Och det är tidigt. Det är tidigare än jag drar fiske.
I don't get up till 4 o'clock to go fishing.
När jag ska fiska så står jag upp för 4.
And I didn't ask for this.
Men detta bad jag inte om.
Now you understand.
Men må du förstå.
But when you make yourself available to God.
Men när du gör dig själv tillgänglig för Gud.
Amen. Sometimes he takes you up on it.
Så tar han, då tar han Gud dig in i ting.
And what if he does?
Och vad om så?
And what if you don't get mad and decide he probably knows best for me?
Och vad om du inte blir sint men eller tänker ja men han vet ju bäst för mig?
And what if you submit to it?
Och vad om du då ger dig över till det?
And keep a good attitude.
Och har en god hållning.
And do your best to be obedient.
Och gör ditt bästa för att vara lydig.
What do you think can happen?
Vad tror du då kan ske?
Anything.
Vad som helst.
Anything.
Vad som helst.
So, I've bumped into some goodness.
Jag kom bort i några godhet.
Me and goodness have run head on.
Och godhet har kolliderat.
And I like it.
Och det lika.
Y'all hear me?
Kan du höra mig?
I say you hear me.
Kan du höra mig?
I like the goodness of God.
Jag liker Guds godhet.
I like being blessed.
Jag liker det att vara välsignad.
I like being healed.
Jag liker det att vara helbredd.
I like doing things nobody else can.
Och jag liker att göra ting som ingen annan kan.
Wait, let me correct that.
Låt mig korrigera det.
Nobody else want.
Det faktum är att ingen annan så vill det.
Because we all can.
För vi alla kan.
We all have the same covenant.
Vi alla har den samma pakt.
And let me tell you what I'm not here to do. I'm not here to put you in condemnation. I'm not.
Låt mig säga en ting. Jag är inte här för att du ska föra dig fördömt.
What I'm here for is to show you as an example that it's possible.
Men jag önskar ge dig ett exempel om att det är möjligt.
Okay? Let's make it all clear.
Låt oss ha det klart.
Because it doesn't seem like it's stopping. It seems like it's continuing.
För det ser ut som detta bara fortsätter.
And so is the mercy, the goodness. Oh man.
Och den Guds barmhärtighet och godhet fortsätter också.
You see me, look at me. 72. Look at me.
Se på mig. 72 år.
I just traveled all day. All day. Ja. I barely got here for service and I'm not out of energy. Look, look.
Jag reste hela dag men jag är inte ute av energi.
That's a good thing. Anybody over 50 years old in here, raise your hand.
Är det någon som är över 50 här?
And say, that's a good thing. Say it.
Det är bra. Det är en god ting.
You know it's a good thing if you're
over 50. Då vet du att det är bra.
So I'm here to bless you, okay?
Så jag är här för att välsigna dig, okej?
But I'm super aggressive.
Men jag är super aggressiv.
I am. I live in a war zone.
Jag lever och bor I en krigszone.
It's the top child sex trade nation in the world.
Det är också den nation där det är mest barn människohandel, sexhandel I världen.
So I have a job.
Så jag har en jobb.
I have to stop that.
Det måste jag stoppa.
So how do you stop people with so much power and so much money?
Så hur stoppar du människor med så mycket makt och så mycket pengar?
Only by the Holy Ghost.
Bara vid den helige ande.
So I need more.
Så jag tränger mer.
I don't need to be satisfied that I've done a great job the last 40 years.
Jag tränger inte vara tillfreds med att jag gjort en flott jobb de sista 40 år.
I need to learn how can I do more.
Men jag tränger lära mig hur man kan göra mer.
I'm not looking for a place to retire.
Jag söker efter en plats där jag kan pensionera mig.
I own one.
Jag äger en.
So if I want to retire, I've got the key.
Hvis jeg ønsker å pensionere meg, så har jeg nøkkelen.
So I'm not looking to do that yet.
Jeg ikke ute etter det.
I'm looking to figure out how.
Men jeg ute etter å finne ut hvordan.
Can I drive every disease into the North Sea?
Hvordan kan jeg få kastet enhver sykdom i Nordsjøen?
I want to do it.
Jeg ønsker å gjøre det.
I want to be on fire.
Jeg ønsker å være full av ild.
So, okay. All right. So let's just jump in.
Så la oss hoppe I det.
Okay, we're in.
Så nu är vi inne I det.
He said it a while ago. We already have it.
Han sa ju det nettopp. Vi har det ju egentligen allerede.
Okay, I'm in.
Ja, så det bara egentligen. Kom så in I det. Du är inne I.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you two stories and read a little bit of Bible.
Ska jag fortälla två historier, läsa lite I Bibeln.
Is that okay?
Är det grejt?
Is that too much?
Är det för mycket?
Okay. All right. You might think it's too much after I get done talking.
Men det kan hända du syns det för mycket efter jag är färdig att snacka.
Holy Ghost.
Helion.
So when you get up that early,
så när du är uppe så tidigt,
every day,
varje dag,
you don't have any friends,
så har du ingen vänner.
You're by yourself.
Då är du alene.
And that's, I'm not saying a word against anybody.
Och jag säger inte ett ord emot någon.
I'm telling you that's early.
Men jag säger det är tidigt.
For even for me, I'm an early riser, but for me that's early.
Jag är vant att stå upp tidigt, men detta här är väldigt tidigt.
I've been doing this now for 2 years.
Och detta har jag gjort I 2 år.
I got the key. I open the prayer center. I go in.
Jag har nyckeln och går in I bönecentret.
Turn the Bible on. I go over up the chair that I pray in. I sit in it.
Jag har öppnat Bibeln och har en stol där jag sitter.
It's a big old place like this. Big place.
Ett svart hall som sådär här.
And I sit down.
Och jag sätter mig ner.
And I'm the only one there.
Och jag är den enda som är där.
You hear this quiet? You hear this?
Kan du høre den?
That's the way it is every day.
Sånn er det. Det er helt stilt hver dag.
But what do you do when God decides to visit you?
Men hva gjør du når Gud bestemmer seg for å besøke deg?
Okay. I didn't know what to do.
Jeg hadde ikke peiling på hva jeg skulle gjøre.
So, I'm sitting in a chair.
Så jeg sitter I stolen.
And I'm all by myself.
Jeg helt alene.
The Bible's going.
Altså Bibelen,
it's a comfortable place.
Och det är komfortabelt, han har så lyd Bibeln. Ja.
And then a man walked in.
Så plötsligt kommer en man som kommer in.
Okay. How did he get in there?
Först är, hur kom han sig in?
Who is he?
Vem är han?
Nobody knows I'm there.
Det är ingen som vet att jag är där inne.
And he walked up. I'm sitting in a chair and I'm looking at him.
Han kommer mot mig, sitter i stolen och jag ser på honom.
And he just walks up.
Han bara kommer gå.
Now he's bigger than me.
Och han är större än mig.
I'm not little.
Och jag är inte så liten.
He was big.
Han var stor.
Put together well.
Ja, han på något sätt samman stor och stark.
And I'm looking at him.
Och jag ser på honom.
And I said to him.
Jag sa till honom.
Who are you?
Vem är du?
He didn't answer me.
Han svarte mig inte.
Where'd you come from?
Var kom du ifrån?
Still no answer.
Icke något svar.
Who sent you?
Vem är det som sent dig?
He answered me.
Och så svarte han mig.
He said, the Father sent me.
Så Fadern sände mig.
I said, that's great.
Jag sa, det var flott.
Which Father?
Vilken far?
There's lots of fathers.
Det är många fäder.
And some of them's not good ones. So, he said, the I am sent me.
Men sa han, jag är sent mig.
I said, okay.
Okay, sa
I know him.
Jag känner han.
What did he send you to do?
Vad är han har sent dig för att göra?
He said, you're going with us.
Han sa, du ska bli med oss.
I said, no, sir, that's not going to happen.
Nej, herre, det kommer inte att ske.
I'm not going with you anywhere. I don't know you.
Jag kommer inte att gå med dig någonstans. Jag känner dig inte.
Because I still don't know how you got in here.
För ännu så känner jag inte hur han kom sig
in. The doors are locked.
Dörren var stängt, låst.
And then several more of his friends came.
Så kom det flera av hans vänner in.
It was a bunch of them.
Det var en hel gäng.
And I said to him, what are we going to do? He said, you're going to find out.
Så sa jag, vad är det vi ska göra? Han sa, det kommer du att finna.
And then the big one came. Because these big ones weren't big.
För disse var, de stora
there
var
are
ikke,
some big ones.
Disse store var ikke så store, for det er noen som er veldig store.
This big fella. Now this fellow was big.
Denne karen var kjempesvær.
He comes walking in, and I'm just looking at him. For real?
Og jeg ser på han og tenker,
er det so big.
Han er så svær.
But he's got some material.
Han har ett eller annat med sig.
Now, before I started preaching the gospel,
för jag började förkynna evangeliet,
I was what's called an oil field hand.
Ja, alltså, I worked in,
I didn't work in y'all's North Sea, but I did get an invite to work there before I went to Mexico.
Men jag fick faktiskt en invitation till att jobba också med oljedrilling i havet för
to drill oil.
Bor efter olja.
So I know metal.
Så jag känner till metall.
Construction hand.
Ja, van
oil field hand.
Ja, alltså oljearbetarhänder.
And I'm looking at this big guy, this big old boy. He's got some metal. I don't know what it is. I don't recognize it.
Han svär I karna här. Ett eller annat metallgrejer. Jag vet inte vad det är för något.
And he says to me.
Och så säger han till mig.
Not the man with the metal. The same, the talkative fellow.
Okej, det är han som snackar till mig först. Det är han som säger till mig.
Yeah.
Ja, sa han.
And he said to me, it's time to go.
Och så sa han, nu är det tid för att gå.
I said no.
Och jag sa nej.
I know there's a bunch of you.
Jag vet att det är en hel gäng av er.
But I'm not going.
Men jag ska inte någonstans.
And then I took a breath, ready? Everybody take a breath, ready?
Och så tog jag pusta in.
That quick.
Så plötsligt.
They took me to a furnace.
Så tog de mig alltså så fort och så tog de mig och går till en ovn.
Okay. It is a big furnace.
En stor smält.
There's a lot of work going on in this furnace.
Och det var massa arbete.
And so these guys that I'm with get these hammers and they start working that metal that guy has.
Och så de har hamrat med sig så börjar de jobba med det metallet så den största karen hade med sig.
Okay. And after a while, it was a long time.
Ja, det var ganska länge.
One of those men, beings,
En av disse mennene.
I'm pretty sure they were angels.
Ganske sikker på de var engler.
Comes over there and he's got a piece. It looks like armor. And he put it on my shoulder, this shoulder.
Det minnes som en rustning. Han satte den over skulderen.
And it fit perfectly.
Og den satt helt perfekt.
I said, what is this?
Og jeg sa, hva er dette?
The Father sent us to get you new armor.
Sorry, Faderen har sendt oss for å gi deg en ny rustning.
And we worked and worked and worked, and they suited me out in new armor.
Og de jobbet, og de satte på meg en helt ny rustning.
And I said to him, why do I need new armor?
Og jeg sa til ham, hvorfor trenger jeg en ny rustning?
And he told me point blank, the armor of the past will not work in the war of the future.
Og han sa meg rett til meg, sa, den rustningen du hadde i fortiden vil ikke fungere for fremtiden. For den krigen i fremtiden.
And he put it on, they put it on me all over, these beings. They worked it, it fit perfectly.
Og det satt som støpt for hele meg.
Yeah. But the big guy,
den største karen,
had a little bit left.
Hadde litt grann metall igjen.
And so, you know, and I'm suited out from head to toe men with brand new armor.
Jeg har helt ny rustning på fra
top to toe. And the guy, I said to him, I said, what's that for? He said, come and help me.
Så spurte jeg, hva er det der for? Kom og hjelp
meg. And so we start working on this metal.
Og han begynte å jobbe med dette metallet.
This is a brand new sword.
Det var et helt nytt sverd.
It is beautiful.
Og det var så vakkert.
And this big guy, this man, this dude is a monster. He's got this sword, and he turns around, and he's looking at it.
Han har dette sverdet, han ser på det.
And he's looking at me.
Og han ser på meg.
And he didn't bow to me.
Og han bøyde seg ikke for meg.
But he bent down like this to give me the sword.
Men han bøyde seg ned for å gi meg sverdet.
And I reached and got it.
Og så strakk jeg ut og tok det.
Oh, thing's beautiful.
Vakker sverd.
And you know what the big guy spoke to me? You know what he said?
It's
for a prince of God.
It's for
the prince of God.
Det er for en Guds prins.
Listen to me. I don't know what you've been taught. I have an idea.
Jeg vet ikke hva du har lært.
But we are sons and daughters of Zion.
Men vi er sønner og døtre av Sion.
You're not children of this earth.
Du er ikke barn av denne jorden.
You are not part of the failure.
Du er ikke en del av det som har mislykkes.
You are a prince with God.
Du er en prins innenfor Gud.
I've had it in my hand.
Og jeg hadde det i min hånd.
And he helped me and we put it in the thing, in the sheath.
Og han hjalp meg og la det i sliren.
And as soon as that was done, whoosh, we're back at the prayer center.
Men en gang det skjedde, så var jeg tilbake på bønnesenteret.
And I'm looking at him, and he says,
og jeg ser på han, og han sier,
we have to go now.
Vi må dra nå.
I don't know how they got out.
Og de bare dro.
They just were there, and then they weren't there.
De var der, og så plutselig var de der ikke.
Now, here we go. I told you spiritual stuff.
Det her er åndelige greier.
This is a lot to chew on right here, buddy.
Det er mye å tygge på akkurat bare her.
So I went and told my wife, I said,
så jeg fortalte dette til kona mi.
You know, I told her the story about these big beings and this working this metal and doing all this stuff.
Så jeg fortalte om disse store vesenene og de jobber med metall.
I need you to get us ready. I've got to go home to Mexico.
Og jeg sa, vi må bli klar, jeg må tilbake igjen til Mexico.
So a couple of days later, we go home into Mexico.
Og et par dager siden, så dro vi hjem til Mexico.
I have a farm.
Jeg har en gårdsbruk.
And there's a house we live in there in Mexico.
Det er et hus vi bor i der i Mexico.
And so, same thing happened.
Og så skjedde det samme.
3:15 in the morning.
3:15 på morgenen.
Somebody's tapping me on the shoulder.
Noen tar meg på
skulderen. I'm used to it now. You know, I get up.
Jeg begynte å bli vant til det, så jeg reiser meg.
I want to sleep some more.
Jeg har så lyst til å sove mer.
But I don't.
Men jeg gjør det ikke.
Get up.
Står opp.
Put myself together.
får meg selv klett.
Go in the prayer room.
Går inn I bønnerommet.
It's just me and the mosquitoes.
Det bare meg og myggen.
Down there it's jungle, it's different.
Det jungel der, det litt annerledes enn her.
Yep. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden this feeling, this apprehension.
Og jeg sitter der og så får jeg en sånn følelse, en fornemmelse.
Came all over me. And I got up to see something's here.
Og jeg reiste meg opp og så
running.
Så nå jeg her, så jeg begynte å løpe.
I went, there's a workout room. I went past the gym. I went past it. Went out on the veranda.
Jeg gikk ut på verandaen forbi der jeg trener, altså med vekter.
And I'm looking. Because I know they're being, those beings are there.
For
I know them.
Jeg kjenner på meg at disse vesenene der.
And I'm looking for them.
Og jeg ute og ser etter dem.
Them. You need eyes to see. Say it.
Men du trenger øye for å se.
Say it. I need eyes to see.
Jeg trenger øye for å se.
I need ears to hear.
Jeg trenger øre for å høre.
What the Spirit of the Lord says.
What Herrens ånd sier.
And I'm standing there, right?
Jeg står der.
Because it's familiar to me. It's my home.
Det her jo, jeg kjenner jo dette stedet. Det mitt hjem, og jeg men står utenfor.
To my right,
på høyre siden.
Probably 50 kilometers, is some big mountains.
Altså 50 kilometer, noen gedigne fjell.
And I'm looking, and right in front of me, there's an army of demonic.
Og så ser jeg en hel hær av dæmoner.
All as far as I can see to the right.
Så langt som jeg kunne se på høyre siden.
And then I started looking, it scared me, it freaked me out.
Og det skremte vettet av meg.
And I looked to my left, that's the ocean, it's about things like 45 kilometers or so that way.
Men cirka 45 kilometer øst mot havet, så den veien.
It was an army of bad guys.
Og det var en armé av
I took a breath.
Slemme gutter, og jeg tok en
fear.
Og frykten kom over meg.
Choking me.
Det tok kvelet tak på meg.
I said, God help.
Og jeg sa, Gud hjelp.
And he opened my eyes to see the armor.
Og så, men så åpnet han øynene mine, og så fikk jeg se
and
rustning.
And I reached for the sword.
Og så tok jeg tak I sverdet.
And I told God, I said, I'm alone.
Og jeg sa til Gud, ja, men jeg helt alene.
But I am not going to bow to this army.
Men jeg kommer ikke til å bøye meg for denne herren.
I'm going to fight to the death.
Jeg kommer til å kjempe til døden.
And as soon as I touched that sword,
men så snart jeg tok I det sverdet,
an energy,
så kom det en kraft, energi,
okay, hit me, and I started spinning.
Så slo meg, så begynte jeg å snurre rundt sånn som det her.
I must have spun around in circles for 15 minutes.
Kanskje jeg gikk spant rundt, kanskje igjen 15 minutter.
And when I got myself back, my equilibrium, I'm back.
Og når jeg fikk balansen tilbake,
and I go look at that enemy,
og jeg går og ser på den fienden,
they're all dead.
Så de alle døde.
God fights our battles.
Gud kjemper våre kamper.
I'm telling you, this armor, this new force, this new energy.
Denne nye kraften, denne energien.
It's real.
Den virkelig.
And I want you to have it.
Og jeg ønsker at du skal få del I det.
But I can't give it to you.
Men det kan ikke jeg gi til deg.
You have to get that from God.
Det må Gud gi deg.
But I'm here to offer it, because it's not for sale.
Jeg her for å tilby det, det ikke for salg.
It is a gift of God.
Det en gave fra Gud.
Shabba. And you listen to me.
Og hør på meg.
You young people, you listen to me.
Dere unge, hør på meg.
Come on with it. We can do this.
Dette kan vi klare. Dette kan
do
vi
you
gjøre.
Hear me?
Hører du på meg?
None of your fears are valid. None of them.
Ingen av din, det du frykter gjelder.
None of them.
Ingenting av det.
Man, I can't tell you the life I feel.
Men jag kan inte förklara det livet som jag känner och följer.
Do y'all have that picture? Did y'all get that picture? All right. Can they chunk it up there? It's just a man.
Kan du det bildet
som okay, make it bigger. No, that's big enough. Okay. That's big enough. I want you to look at this fella.
Den här karen här.
That's in Illinois, close to Chicago in the United States.
I USA, nära till Illinois i Chicago.
And you look at it. You look at that fella.
Den här karen.
He's just a normal old guy.
Han är en normal äldre man.
Just a normal old guy.
Helt allmänlig.
But he's not.
Men han är egentligen inte det.
Because the year before this picture.
För året för detta bildet.
One year before.
Ett år för detta.
I was there at that little church there.
Så var jag den där lilla kyrkan här.
In a cornfield.
Den är mitt ute i
in Illinois.
Majsmarken i Illinois.
They really grow good corn. Really.
De har väldigt god majs där.
And so
majskolber så det var planter.
They do. It's like I don't know, a few thousand kilometers of corn.
Det är bara kilometervis.
So it's so cold, golly. We was cold. Well, I was cold.
Det var så kallt där, till och med frös.
So it was 17 degrees Jody Fahrenheit. What is that in centigrade? Minus 10. Huh? Roughly. Roughly. Minus 10 degrees.
Oh, so minus 10 Celsius. Grader yeah. Celsius.
Snow and big old flakes like.
Snow that's svär. Big old. Big old.
And I got everything in my suitcase. I have it on, you know.
Jag hade allt jag hade i kofferten hade jag på mig.
Y'all would have been in a t-shirt.
Jag vet ju, dock vill ju ha varit i t-shirten.
But not me, baby. I was. It looked like I gained 100 pounds. I had so much clothes on.
50 kilo med kläder på mig. Ja, 50 kilo med kläder på mig.
Yeah. But they brought that man right there.
Denna man här.
A gurney. On a gurney. They brought that man right there on a gurney. A little bed.
Yep. Ja, så på en båre då. En sån så de bär.
In the cold.
I kulda.
In the ice.
Snö, i is, snö.
Both of his kidneys were dead.
Bägge njurarna var döda.
The hospital had given up on him. They couldn't do dialysis anymore.
De kunde inte göra med dialys. Alltså hur säkert de hade gett upp.
They sent him home to die.
Så de sent honom hem för att dö.
But you see that lady?
Ser du den där kvinnan där?
That's his wife.
Det är kona hans.
She's been a nurse for 42 years.
Hon har varit sjukepleier i 42 år.
She brought him.
Det var hon som tog han med.
And here's what she said to me. That lady right there, she told me.
Och den kvinnan där, hon sa till mig.
My husband is going to die in the next few weeks.
Mannen min kommer att dö i löpet av de nästa veckorna.
And I said, excuse me.
Och så sa jag, unnskyld.
But I don't believe that kind of talk.
Jag tror inte på sån snack, sa jag.
I believe Jesus is king.
Jag tror att Jesus är kungen.
And we have the right to believe that he can heal anything.
Att vi har rätten till att tro att han kan helbreda vad som helst.
Y'all hear me?
Kan du höra det?
Okay, all right. So, she said, well, she told me all the medical terminology about how sick he was.
Så gav mig alla medicinska termer för hur allvarlig syk han var.
I said, I didn't understand anything you said.
Och jag sa, jag skjönte ingenting av det du sa.
So how long is he have before you anticipate him dying?
Så hur länge har han varit sjuk intill du nu förväntar att han ska dö?
She said probably 2 months.
Ja, antagligen 2 månader.
And that would be a lot.
Och det är ganska mycket när du är så dålig.
I said okay.
Okay.
Do you give me permission to do my job?
Så spurte jag, ger du mig tillåtelse till att göra min jobb?
So, do y'all remember what my job is?
Hur ska du kunna vara jobben min va?
What is my job?
Vad är jobben min?
Heal the sick.
Och helbreda de sjuka.
Cleanse the leper.
Och rensa de spedalska.
Cast out demons.
Kasta ut onda andar.
And raise the dead.
Och uppväcka de döda.
Because freely you have been given.
For du har fått det for fritt, gratis.
Give it away the same way.
Gi det på samme måte, gi det fra deg, gi det bort.
Is that what the Bible says?
Ikke det Bibelen sier?
Okay, okay. Just checking.
Bare sjekke med det.
So get down on my knees.
Så gå ned på knærne.
Get a hold to the fella. I kissed him on the forehead.
Jeg kysset ham på panna.
Yep. Nothing happened.
Og det skjedde ingenting.
We just swapped DNA.
Vi bare utvekslet DNA. Altså.
Nothing happened.
Ingenting som skjedde.
The lady says,
så sier da denne damen,
what else is going to happen? I said, I'm done.
Så spurte hun, hva er det som ellers kommer
That's
til å skje?
That's all of my DNA he's getting.
Så sier jeg, er ferdig. Det er alt av DNA som han får fra meg.
And she says, what do I do with him now? I said, take him home.
Så spurte hun, hva skal jeg gjøre med han nå? Så sa hun,
you're a healer, you're a nurse. Keep him healed.
Ja, men du jo en sykepleier. Sørg for at han...
Do your job.
Gjør jobben din, ta hånd om han.
I've done my job.
Jeg har gjort min jobb.
She said,
så sier hun,
seems too simple.
Det virker for enkelt.
That's exactly why I can do it.
Og det derfor jeg kan gjøre det.
Because it's not complicated.
For det ikke komplisert.
Jesus said, go.
Jesus sa gå.
Heal the sick.
Helbred de syke.
That
det
is easy.
Lett.
It just takes courage, that's all.
Men det trenger litt slit mot.
Everybody in this room can do what I do. Everybody.
Alle I dette rommet kan gjøre det jeg gjør.
You just make different decisions than I do.
Men du gjør kanskje andre beslutninger enn jeg. Tar andre beslutninger enn meg.
And I'm not mad at anybody.
Og jeg ikke sint på noen.
But if you keep messing with me, I'll get mad at you.
Men hvis du plager meg, så blir jeg sint på deg.
So. 1 year went by. Boom. A couple of months ago.
Ja, dette var for et par måneder siden. Altså, det gikk et år etter at han hadde kysset ham på pannene.
My wife and ours are back in Illinois.
Så kona mi tilbake I Illinois.
Thank God there wasn't no minus 10 degrees centigrade.
Og takk Gud, for det var ikke 10 minusgrader.
Thank God there wasn't no snow and ice.
Og det var ikke noe snø og is.
There was actually corn.
Men da var det også maiskolber.
They said, sit down, we want you to meet somebody.
Så bad de meg sette meg ned, så ville de at jeg skulle treffe noen. Så jeg satt
sånn. And so this fellow walks up, that fellow right there.
Så kommer denne mannen, som du ser deg.
And he walked around, he grabbed my hand.
Så kommer han bort og tar meg I hånda.
You know what he said to me?
Vet du hva han sa?
Thank you for my life.
Så sa han, takk for livet mitt.
I said, I'm not the giver of life.
Jeg sa, det ikke jeg som gir liv.
He said, we know that.
Nei, det vet vi, sa han.
But we all know that you work for him.
Men vi vet alle at du jobber for han.
And when you kissed me on the forehead,
og når du kysset meg på panna,
and nothing happened.
Og ingenting skjedde.
Yeah. 3 days later,
3 dager senere,
I'm in my bed at the house,
så jeg I senga hjemme,
dying.
Og jeg holdt på å dø.
And this pain hit me in the back.
Og så var det sånn smerte som kom I ryggen.
I started screaming.
Og jeg begynte å rope og skrike.
And so the family comes running in.
Og så kom familien løpende inn.
The nurse.
Denne sykepleieren.
And she's testing him out. What's up? What's up?
Og hun tester han og spør, hva som skjer? Hva som skjer?
And they put him in the van and rush him to the hospital. Her hospital.
Ja, og kjører han og går til hennes sykehus.
Where she works.
Der hun jobber.
And she had called the doctor team ahead of time and they're waiting on him.
Og hadde ringt legeteamet og de venter på dem.
They rush him in.
Og de... Rush on in.
And they start checking him out.
Og de begynner å undersøke ham.
Taking pictures. Doing ultrasounds.
Ja.
Doing, put him in that tube. I don't remember what that's called, that thing.
Ja, altså en sånn tube.
What's that thing?
MR-scanner, kanskje? Ja. CT.
What is it in English? MRI. Who said it?
MRI.
You are right.
Det var du helt rett I.
I remember those letters.
De bokstavene kan jeg huske.
It's not part of my job, so I don't have to worry about it.
Det ikke en del av jobben min, så jeg bryr meg ikke så mye om de tingene der.
The doctor comes in with two big things of paper.
Han kommer med to sånne store
papir. And he starts showing all these people this stuff.
Og så begynner han å vise på disse...
They had his progress of deterioration.
Ja, de hadde utviklingen av, altså, hvordan han ble sykere og sykere.
All the way in the papers. You could see it.
Alt var dokumentert, hvordan han ble verre og verre.
But then, he had a new set of papers.
Men så hadde han et nytt, nye papirer.
He said, where did you get the brand new kidneys?
Så spurte legen hans, hvor fikk du de helt nye... Nyran.
I'm telling you.
Jeg får si det til deg.
We got this.
Vi har dette.
I like my job.
Jeg liker jobben min.
I'm really good at it.
Og jeg flink på den.
Because I'm not afraid.
Derfor jeg ikke redd.
I'm not afraid of names or
ikke redd for
navn, political powers
eller politisk or makt,
diseases,
sykdommer.
Now let's read a Bible verse. That was two things. I said we're going to talk about two things. That's two things.
Ja, nu var det var to historier.
The man is healed. Y'all saw him up there.
Ja, og den mannen var helbredet.
He couldn't talk. For weeping.
Han klarte ikke å snakke, for han bare hulket grått.
He's a new human being.
Han var et nytt menneske.
Say it with me.
Kan du si det med meg?
I want that. Say it.
Det vil jeg ha.
Say it, I want it for myself.
Si det, jeg vil ha det selv, for meg selv.
I want it for my family.
Jeg vil ha det for familien min.
And I want it for my community.
Og jeg vil ha det for lokalsamfunnet mitt.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Y'all, we got this. You hear me? I travel through all these war zones all over the world, go in and out of
trouble. Jeg reiser inn og ut av krigssoner overalt.
And yet I'm still safe and healthy and blessed.
Men jeg fremdeles sunn og velsignet.
God is with us.
Gud med oss.
I bless you and I bless your land. Do you hear me?
Jeg velsigner dere, jeg velsigner landet deres.
Now, I'm going to put a little pressure on you now because I'm going to read the Bible. Is that okay?
Nu legger jeg litt press på deg, for nu skal jeg lese I Bibelen.
It's okay to read the Amplified Version of English.
Er det ok å bruke Amplified okay. Bibelen?
So, for some reason, I don't know what the reason is.
Av en eller annen grunn, jeg ikke helt sikker på hvorfor.
Like I said, I leave complicated things to other people.
Jeg lar de kompliserte tingene overlater det
til
andre.
I do the easy stuff.
Jeg gjør de lette greiene.
Like raising the dead.
Som å vekke opp de døde.
And y'all think that's a joke.
Tenker dere det en spøk?
Ain't no joke,
brother. Det ikke noe spøk.
Okay. Turn in your Bible if you have one, or if you have an iPad or a phone like me.
Ja, om du på telefon eller iPad.
I don't even know if it's legal for y'all to use them here. I don't know that, so I'm not going to ask.
Jeg vet ikke om det lov for dere å bruke sånne.
So, turn to Mark number 11.
Markus 11.
And I understand that he was talking in this a few days ago. Is that correct?
Pastoren her snakket om dette for noen få dager siden.
I'm positive some of the stuff that I was going to talk about I don't need to talk about because he already talked about it.
Så jeg tenker kanskje noe av det som
han allerede snakket om det.
Så jeg skal snakke om andre ting.
So while I'm in these times of prayer and
så når jeg I denne tiden av bønn
It's tedious. I don't know what to say to you. I've been fasting so much.
Jeg vet ikke hvordan jeg skal forklare det. Jeg har fastet så mye.
And praying so much.
Bedt så mye.
And what God wants.
Tedious, som han sier at det litt kjedelig. Men hva Gud vil.
He wants your heart.
Han vil ha ditt hjerte.
He don't care if you drive a Tesla or not.
Han bryr seg ikke om du kjører Tesla eller ikke.
I'm so blessed you drive your Tesla.
Jeg er så glad for at du kjører din Tesla.
I drive one of them 580 horsepower American four-wheel drive.
Jeg kjører 4-hjuls 500.
Thank you for the fuel.
De drikker mye bensin.
I'm not. If all of us drove what I drive, it wouldn't be much left.
Hvis alle kjørte sånn bensinsluk som meg, så hadde det ikke vært mye.
There's plenty for me. Thank you.
Når du kjøper sånn elektrisk bil, så er det nok med drivstoff for meg.
There's just not any over there. You can get mad at me and be fussy.
Det er ikke sånne elbiler der.
All I'm going to do is invite you with your Tesla and see how far you get where you can't recharge it.
Kom med din Tesla der jeg bor, og du ikke kan lade den.
But all I got to do is drive up to the diesel pump, and that thing recharges.
Men jeg trenger bare å kjøre inn og fylle på diesel, og da kan jeg kjøre.
Moving on to something spiritual.
Men nå går vi over til noe åndelig igjen.
It's fun to me. Holy Ghost.
Det litt moro.
For some reason, Mark, I can't get out of Mark.
For en eller annen grunn så kommer meg ikke ut av Markus evangeliet.
I'm stuck.
Jeg forblir der.
So, you'll probably be hearing some Mark if they let me talk anymore. I don't know if they're going to now after all.
Jeg vet ikke om de kommer til å la meg fortsette å snakke etter det her, men da kommer du til å høre fra Markus.
Mark chapter 11. I'll see Kapitel verse
11.
Verse 20.
Vers 20.
Says, in the morning they were passing along and they noticed that the fig tree was withered up. Because Jesus had cursed this fig tree, right?
På morgenen, so...
There it is up there.
Yes, so this is amplified.
It's amplified.
Yeah, so it's going to be slightly different.
Okay, here you go. Here, hold it and read it.
På morgenen, når de gikk igjennom, så la de merke til figtreet som hadde visnet helt ved roten.
I'm not going to sit up here and preach about no fig tree.
Jeg kommer ikke til å snakke om dette fikentreet.
But what I am going to talk to you about is, everybody in this room that loves Jesus, you are a plant.
Altså alle dere som elsker Jesus, dere en levende plante.
Life-giving plant of God.
En livgivende plante fra Gud.
You have no limit.
Du har ingen begrensning.
Nor end.
Eller ende.
When you got born again was your beginning.
Når du ble født på nytt var din begynnelse.
Now you listen.
Og hør etter.
I'm a farmer as well as a preacher.
Og predikant.
So, we have these orange trees on our property.
Og vi har appelsintrær på eiendommen vår.
Somewhere around 4,000 trees, is it?
Lurer på om det 4,000 trær.
Okay, so it's something like 4,000. It's a big orchard
of
citrus.
Citrusfrukter.
Different kinds of citrus.
Forskjellige citrusfrukter.
I ate one of y'all's oranges on the plane.
Jeg spiste en av
appelsinene deres.
Spiste en appelsin på flyet. Det ikke den samme som vokser hjemme hos meg.
I don't see how you like that thing.
Jeg kan ikke begripe hvordan dere liker de der appelsinene.
Thing was nasty.
Det var ikke godt.
It was bitter.
Det var jo bittert.
Couldn't eat it.
Jeg klarte ikke å spise det ordentlig.
Okay, so. Now look. God has put in nature times and seasons.
Altså tider og sesonger.
That's a real thing.
Det virkelig.
These trees know when it's time to grow new leaves.
Og disse trærne vet når det på tide å få nye blad.
After they get their foliage, they get flowers.
Og etter det så kommer blomsten.
After that comes a little bitty ball, a little bitty baby orange.
Ja, så kommer det en sånn liten ball, en baby appelsin.
Yeah. Now, figs are the same.
Altså fiken på samme måte.
They give fruit once a year.
Og de gir frukt en gang I året.
God set that into motion.
Og det var Gud som satte det I bevegelse.
God did that.
Gud gjorde det.
But let me say something about Jesus walking up on you, tree, fig tree, orange tree. I don't know which you are.
Men jeg skal si det når Jesus kommer til ditt tre, om du fiken eller
appelsintre. If Jesus really is the Son of God.
Om Jesus virkelig Guds sønn.
It really is the King of Kings.
Og virkelig kongenes konge.
He expects you to give him fruit when he asks for it.
Så forventer han at det finnes frukt på deg når han ber om det.
He does not.
Han gjør ikke.
Submit to our rules.
Han underordner seg ikke våre regler.
Faith changes nature.
Tro endrer naturen.
Now I know your excuses.
Jeg klar over unnskyldningene våre.
I got born again too early. I got born again too late.
Jeg ble født for tidlig. Jeg ble født for sent.
You probably did. I didn't have any teaching.
Kanskje du har fått masse undervisning. Jeg fikk ingen.
I read the Bible and went and did it.
Men jeg leste bare Bibelen, og så gjorde jeg det, så sto.
There's my teaching.
Der finner jeg min undervisning.
When Jesus walked up on that fig tree,
når Jesus kom til dette fikentreet,
listen to me. I cannot let you stand by idle waiting on this worldly system to give you what you want to be up where your mind is okay.
Men jeg kan ikke fungere utifra denne verdens system og vente på det du vil.
And you feel like you're worthy enough.
Når du føler at du verdig nok.
That's not coming.
Det punktet kommer ikke.
Jesus is king today.
Jesus konge I dag.
What he wants is the little bit that you have.
Det han vil det lille som du har.
So he can feed the multitude with
it. Så han kan mate folkemengden.
I'm not against the fig tree. I'm not against nature. I live by the same rules you do.
Jeg mot fikentreet eller naturen. Jeg lever ved de samme lovene som du.
Well, what you don't know is today I got a video from my farm in Mexico.
Men idag har jag en video från min gård I Mexiko.
We're on the water side of a year and a half, 2 year drought. Everything died.
Men vi också ett och ett år in I en torka. Det allt dör. Alltså
everybody. Everything died.
Allt dör.
But then the water came finally. We God mercifully heard our cry. He sent water.
Okay, so for 1.5 år siden så kom endelig regnet.
In the crops that we supposedly lost.
Og det som vi da hadde tapt, mistet.
I got a video from the farm today.
Jeg har en video fra gården vår I dag.
That they picked some tangerines. Y'all have tangerines, you understand tangerine? Mandarina.
Mandarin, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We grow mandarins, right?
Okay. Mandarine.
They picked a few tons today.
Og de plukket altså flere ton I dag.
And they were freaked out.
Og de var helt forskrekket.
They said, the last time we were out here,
sist gang vi var her ute,
wasn't any oranges.
Da var det ingen appelsiner.
But next month,
men neste måned,
it's a whole crop going to have to be picked.
Så en hel innhøstning.
So where did the oranges come from?
Hvor kom disse appelsinene fra?
Who broke natural law?
Hvem var det som brøt de naturlige lovene?
God did that for us.
Gud gjorde det for oss.
Say it. I want that.
Det vil jeg ha.
Say it.
Si det.
I want to be a tree. Say it.
Jeg ønsker å være et tre. Kan du si det?
That when the King of Kings walks up,
når kongenes konge kommer,
and wants a fig,
og han har lyst på et fiken,
or an orange,
eller en appelsin,
and it's not the time of the figs or the oranges,
og det ikke den rette tid for fiken eller appelsiner,
I can give him one anyway.
Så kan jeg gi en til han uansett.
So your mind don't allow that, especially you college ones.
Men dere som har gått på college, sinnet ditt, tillater ikke en sånn sak.
But they're wrong.
Men de tar feil.
Jesus is king.
Jesus är konge.
Now what? Peter walks up on this tree. How did this tree die? Now I want you to look at God or Jesus's response.
Och så Peter kommer och lurar på hur han dödade detta trä och ser på Jesus sin respons.
He said, "You doomed the fig tree." Verse 21.
Ja, Peter, huskar på det han hade sagt, mäster. Figträet som du fördömde eller förbannat, visnat helt.
So what's Jesus's response? Verse 22. You need to look at verse 22.
Så 22, vad är Jesus sitt svar?
He didn't fuss it, Peter. He did it.
Han spurte Peter.
He didn't try to explain some kind of theology to Peter.
Och så Jesus prövde att ge svar med teologi.
What did he say to Peter?
Vad sa han till Peter?
What does your Bible say he said?
Vad sid?
Right. Have faith in God.
Alltså Jesus svar var ha tro till Gud.
Okay. Every one of you in here are humans.
Alla här är
that means you're människor. Breathing. And if you're breathing, that means you're making mistakes.
Och det betyder att du pustar och det betyder att du gör fel.
So you listen to me. I know how to fix the mistakes.
Jag vet hur jag ska fixa
have
felen.
Faith in God.
Ha tro på Gud.
Have faith in God.
Ha tro på Gud.
Have faith.
Ha tro
in God.
På Gud.
And the man that his kidneys and his liver was gone.
Och den man vår nyren och levra var ödelagt.
I never even prayed the right prayer.
Jag bara en gång den rätta bön för honom. Jag bara kyssade honom på pannan.
Kissed him on the forehead.
Jag bara kyssade honom på pannan, sånt.
That's all.
Det var allt jag kunde göra.
It's not about obeying somebody's idea.
Det handlar inte om att lyda någons idéer.
It's about believing in God.
Det handlar om att tro på Gud.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu namn.
You do understand that when those beings come and tap me on the shoulder,
du skjønner det når jeg blir
I can go to the toilet and come back and go back to sleep. You do understand that, right?
Du förstår att jag kan gå på toalettet och så gå tillbaka in i sängen och sova.
But what if you can have faith in God?
Men vad om du kan ha tro till
what
Gud?
What can we accomplish?
Vad kan vi utföra?
There's no limit.
Det finns alltså ingen gränser.
Don't you gosh, that's me. Boy, I don't like it. Helping so many people.
Hjälper så många människor.
It's him. It's not a human. It's God the Father.
Men det är Gud far.
Hearing me, right?
Hör du mig?
Okay. Read a couple of verses. We done.
Kan vi läsa ett
Face ID. Where is it? Okay. All right. 23 and 24. Just read them, please.
Sannligen säger det. Vem som helst som säger detta fjället, löft dig upp och kasta ut i havet. Och inte tvivlar i sitt hjärta, men tror att det han säger vill ske.
Turns out I'm right about this.
För han skall det ske. För den, på grund av detta, fortäller jag dere, vad du än ber om, tro, alltså trust, alltså ha tillit, ha överbevisning, det amplifierar det, att det är dig gitt och du vill få det.
Thanks for being a good sport. I like, it's costing me so much money.
Det kostar mig så mycket pengar.
Go all over the world.
Och reser runt i hela världen.
These people are poor.
Dessa människorna som vi betjänar är fattiga.
I'm not even going to begin to talk about that side of it. The business side, I ain't going to say that.
Men jag kommer inte att snacka om egentligen.
I'm going to take a chance on the spiritual side.
Men jag kommer till att satsa på den andliga sidan.
Have faith in God.
Ha tro til Gud.
Have faith in God.
Ha tro til Gud.
Speak to the mountain. Say it with me.
Tal til fjellet. Si det.
How do you say speak to the mountain?
Tal til fjellet.
Say it again.
Tal til fjellet.
Takk I fjellet.
Tal til fjellet.
Tal til fjellet. Tal til fjellet. Talk to the mountain. Yes.
Snakk til fjellet. Tal til fjellet.
Don't submit to it.
Ikke gi etter.
Resist the enemy.
Stå imot fienden.
He will flee.
Og han kommer til å fly fra deg.
I need help out there.
Jeg trenger hjelp der ute.
I'm gonna say this to you. I got my gear. I got my new.
Jeg har nye rustningen på meg.
Armor. I got my new sword.
Jeg har mitt nye sverd.
You want to stay home?
Hvis du vil bli hjemme.
That's your call.
Det får du bestemme.
I'm not.
Men det kommer ikke jeg til å gjøre.
Did you hear me?
Hørte du meg?
We need each other.
Vi trenger hverandre.
But the ones of us that are out there working are going to do our job.
Men de av oss som der ute, vi skal gjøre jobben vår.
That woman that was holding that microphone for that fellow so he could explain how his body was.
Den kvinnen som holdt den mikrofon så han kunne forklare hvordan kroppen var blitt frisk.
She walked over to me and kissed me right in the mouth.
Hun gikk bort til meg og så kysset meg rett på munnen.
And I told my wife.
Og jeg sa til kona mi.
I'm gonna get some more people healed.
Og jeg sa til kona mi. Jeg skal få litt flere folk helbredet.
That lady's happy.
Hun var så glad.
Do you understand she's blessed to have her husband back?
Skjønner du, hun så velsignet for mannen sin tilbake.
Y'all hear me?
Hører dere meg?
It was a pretty good kiss, though, I tell you.
Okay, det var ganske bra å kyss.
So truly, I tell you, whoever says to the mountain.
Så hvem som helst som sier til fjellet.
You see why I stay in trouble, right?
Skjønner du hvorfor jeg har så mye problemer?
I just have to say it. It's just so awesome to say stuff.
Det så... Jeg må bare si det av og til.
Whoever.
Hvem som helst.
Whoever.
Hvem som helst.
Says to the mountain.
Som sier til fjellet.
So tell me who is whoever.
Så fortell meg hvem hvem som helst.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes.
Det meg.
I'm part of whoever.
Yes. Jeg en del av hvem som helst.
Aren't you?
Ikke du det?
Then let's speak to the mountain.
So what's the mountain? La oss tale til fjellet.
What is it that's blocking your vision, blocking your way? What's its name?
Hva heter det som blokkerer veien for deg?
What fear, what law, what lack?
Hvilken mangel, hvilken frykt, hvilken lov det som står deg imot?
What hate?
Hvilket hat det?
What lust?
Hvilket begjær?
What greed?
Hvilken grådighet?
What selfishness?
Hvilken egoisme?
That family is free.
Den familien fri.
You understand how much that's worth?
Förstår du hur mycket det är värt?
Way more than a kiss.
Det är värt mycket mer än ett kyss. Yes.
Come on.
Kom igen.
Come on. All right. Tell the mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea.
Säg till fjället, lyft, häv dig upp och bli kastad I havet.
Now the sea's really close.
Havet nært.
So, y'all should be free people.
Så herre, dere skulle jo alle dere være frie.
It's not like you gotta find a sea. It's right outside.
Her det havet rett ved siden av.
No excuses.
Så dere har ingen unnskyldninger.
I need you to lose the doubt.
Jeg trenger at du blir av med tvilen. Tvil.
Say it.
Si det. Tvil.
Get out.
Kom deg bort. Kom deg ut.
But believe. Say it. I believe.
Si det. Jeg tror.
I do, I believe.
Jeg tror virkelig.
You're worthy, God.
Ditt ord. Du verdig Gud.
24. For this reason, I'm telling you. This is
Vers 24.
Jesus talking. Jesus talking.
Dette Jesus som sier. For denne grunns forteller jeg deg, sier jeg.
Whatever you ask.
Hva du enn ber om.
See, this is where I lose most of you modern religious twits.
Men her jeg mister de fleste moderne religiøse.
I don't know if you have a word named twit in.
Twit?
Yeah, twit. These people do Twitter. They used to.
Oh yeah, Twitter.
And then they're twits.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I understand. Dere twittere, for dere på Twitter.
Listen to me.
Hør her.
Whatever you ask.
Det du ber om, hva du enn ber om.
See, the problem is you don't believe that.
Men problemet at du tror ikke det.
That's why the mountain is so big in your life.
Derfor fjellet så stort I ditt liv.
You believe the mountain has more power.
Du tror at fjellet har mer makt.
Than God the Father.
Enn Gud din far.
And that is demonic.
Og det faktisk demonisk.
That's sin.
Og det faktisk synd.
Jesus is king.
Jesus konge.
Jesus is king.
Jesus konge.
So, what is your biggest problem? I don't want you to tell me. I hear enough. I've heard enough.
Hva ditt største problem? Ja, men jeg har hørt mer enn nok, så du behøver ikke fortelle meg det.
In your own, think of it in your own mind. Think of it.
Men ta det I ditt eget sinn.
If I could move this.
Hvis jeg kunne flytte dette, så kan du si.
One thing, one, just one. Don't worry about the other 100. Just let's deal with one of them.
La oss ta bare en ting, ikke alle de 100 andre. En ting.
Say it with me.
Kan du si sammen med meg?
Get out.
Kom deg ut.
Name it.
Sett navn på det.
Right now. Name
akkurat
it.
Nå. Sett navn på det. Akkurat.
Get out.
Kom deg ut.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
See, here's what it says. If you ask in prayer,
hvis du ber om noe I bønn,
the second thing you do is believe.
Det andre du gjør å tro.
The third thing you do is trust.
Det tredje du gjør å stole på.
And the fourth thing you do is be confident.
Og det fjerde at du har tillit.
I know y'all been watching me it's been 1 hour. You've been watching me.
Du har sett på meg nå I en time.
Do I look confident to you?
Ser det ut som jeg full av tro og har tillit?
It's obvious that I'm confident. Do I look like I trust God?
Ser det ut som jeg overbevist?
Do you see belief in me?
Ser du tro I meg? Ser det ut som jeg tror på det jeg snakker om?
Of course you do.
Ja, det tror jeg du gjør.
That means there's less doubt in me.
Det betyr at det mindre tvil I meg.
Because I work on it.
For jeg jobber med saken.
I need you to work on it.
Og du må faktisk jobbe på dette her.
Every day for the next 30 days, get up and call that mountain by name.
Hver dag I 30 dager og si til det fjellet, kom deg ut, forsvinn.
You're going to be surprised.
Du kommer til å bli overrasket.
What happens in your house and your family?
Hva som skjer I ditt hus og I ditt hjem.
God's listening, demons are listening.
Gud hører det, demonene hører det.
The mountain is not in charge.
Det ikke fjellet som bestemmer.
Okay, you read it. I'm not going to read it. You read it. You will get it.
Ja, og det deg gitt. Du vil få det.
So, either God's truthful.
Enten så sier Gud det som sannheten, eller så kaster vi bort tiden vår.
And I found him to be trustworthy.
Men jeg har funnet ut at han tillitsverdig, at han sann.
Able.
Og han I stand til.
I get to do some amazing things.
Og jeg får være med på noen fantastiske greier.
Boy, I get to do some really weird things.
Og jeg får være med på veldig merkelige ting.
A few days ago, I was riding in a jet, right?
Så satt jeg på flyet.
And because of the miles I have with United, they put me in the front seat every time.
Så han har så mange flymiler med United, så han fikk sitte fremst da.
I'm the guy that y'all all are mad at.
Jeg en av de som sitter på første klasse, så dere litt sinte på da, men...
And so I'm sitting there in 1D. That's the first one when you walk in. I'm the guy you're bumping into.
Så jag sitter på 1D. Det är han som du snubblar när du går ombord på flyget.
That's me.
Det där sitter jag.
So we do the whole thing. But the one stewardess.
Men den ene flyvärten.
She started preaching hate, lust,
begär, hat, begynte å tale ut hat.
Hate for children,
hat mot barn,
hate for men,
hat mot menn.
And I'm just sitting there looking at her.
Og jeg sitter der og hører på henne.
I understand. She's talking in my language. I understand her.
Og hun snakker altså på mitt språk, så jeg skjønner hva hun sier.
Man, I want to engage that.
Og da har jeg lyst til å ta tak I det.
I didn't.
Men det gjorde jeg ikke. Jeg holdt munn.
Because it's going to be a fight, right?
For det kommer
And
til å bli...
who's going to jail?
For da blir det kamp, og hvem kommer til å havne I fengsel?
So I'm not going to fight. Okay, look. But God, your God.
Men du vet Gud.
Is more powerful than their hate.
Er kraftigere enn deres hat.
Okay, they landed the plane, we're at the gate. Right?
Vi lander, og så vi ved utgang.
I'm getting my wife's stuff, my stuff.
Vi tar ned altså bagasjen, kona mi.
I'm standing there, fixing to go out the door. I'm the first guy.
Og den første som går ut døren.
And the stewardess, the purser, the head stewardess.
Ja, altså den som sjefen for flyvertene.
She says to me,
hun sier til meg,
you and your wife,
du og kona di,
really love each other, don't you?
Dere elsker virkelig hverandre. Gjør dere ikke?
You know what I said to her?
Vet du hva jeg sa til henne?
You just remember you asked the question.
Husk på det at det var du som stilte spørsmålet, sa jeg.
And I started preaching the gospel to all of them.
Og begynte å forkynne evangeliet til alle.
The pilots came out.
Så kom pilotene.
I'm just telling them, yes, we have 53 years of marriage.
Vi har 53 år vi har vært gift.
The day of our anniversary.
Det var vårt
53 years.
53 års jubileum.
And my wife just squeezed me and just hugged me.
Og kona mi bare klemte meg.
And I'm just telling them how Jesus changed my life because I was a bad guy.
Og jeg forteller dem hvordan Jesus forvandlet livet mitt, for jeg var en dårlig fyr.
And how we heal the sick and we cleanse the leper and we raise the dead.
Hvordan vi helbreder de syke og renser de spedalske og reiser opp.
All of them are weeping.
Og alle disse her gråter.
All of the people that can hear me are weeping.
Alle de som hører meg, de gråter.
It just takes just a small amount of courage.
Det tar bare litt grann mot.
And they got the gospel.
Og de fikk evangeliet.
I didn't even mention the other lady.
Og jeg nevnte ikke hun andre damen som hadde snakket så ille.
Our testimony and our God is greater than their hate.
Så vårt vitnesbyrd og vår Gud er større enn hatet deres.
Are you hearing?
Hører du?
We got this.
Dette har vi.
So we'll stand up and do something else. Is that okay? That was 1 hour and 13 minutes.
Nå har vi 1 time og 13 minutter. Skal vi stå opp?
If we can pray for, I'd like to pray for the lungs, the livers, and the kidneys, and so forth.
Jeg har lyst til å be for lunger, lever,
right,
og nyrer.
Please. Because I believe we're going to get some miracles here.
Vi skal tro Gud for mirakler her.
Y'all going to do some tunes? Please.